wowinternet.com.
For a limited time, WOW is offering $10 off super fast internet every month for the first year.
Wait, what? Who?
WOW. That's just $29.99 per month when bundled with their most popular TV package for just $45 more per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement.
That's a WOW win-win.
Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. $10 per month discount applied with any 100 megabytes per second internet service or bundle. After term, regular rates apply. Prices exclude equipment, taxes, and fees. Subject to change. New customers only.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Get your birthday month rent waived your first year. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On June 6th, 1967, the world welcomed little baby Paul Giamatti. The future character actor already looked like a celebrity.
You know how Paul Giamatti's head looks like a baby? Well, this baby looks just like Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. 75 years after D-Day, veterans honored in Normandy, France.
You are the glory of our republic, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
President Trump marking the anniversary of the invasion, which helped turn the tide of the war, along with world leaders, including the French president.
Emmanuel Macron presented the highest honor that France has to give, the Order of the Legion of Honor, to 5 American veterans. The two leaders now are in the nearby town of Cannes. They're having a working lunch, bilateral meeting, a lot to talk about, probably some reflections of the morning, as well as trade, national security, Iran, North Korea.
Fox's John Roberts. And one cause of death ruled out for the Texas couple who died while on vacation in Fiji, health officials saying the flu was not a potential cause, but they don't have an answer yet. This is Fox News.
This company has a new policy. All employees must pass a background check. Everyone will be interviewed by members of police squad. Do you guys have anything on Greg Budell?
No previous felony record, parole last month after serving 7 years.
Jay Scott, do you have anything to say?
I'm telling you, you got nothing on me. You're wasting your time.
Here's Emily Hayes.
Is this some kind of bust?
Yes, it's very impressive, but we'd just like to ask a few questions.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Do you know any dirt on these guys? And Rich Thomas. It looks like you're going to be doing the weather from up the river.
I'm telling you, I'm going to beat this rat.
Well, that about wraps it up.
Well, that was some pretty fancy police work, Frank.
The feeling is mutual.
Anybody know where we can find a cheap lawyer?
Why don't you run along now, and next week we'll discuss 10 things you can do with a carrot.
Stand by for 3 men and a lady.
Here we are in the final hour. Bust Cap News and Views, about 55 minutes away from pulling in. We'll do a conundrum, give away $10 of great food at Seafood Bistro. I'm Greg. Jay Scott.
Great Scott.
Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
And Greg, for the first time in over 3 weeks with the
adorable
Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
The rain will come in waves, and I've been watching the radar and watching the rain gauges. For instance, out at the airport, 0.41 out at the airport so far in this rain event, which will last for several days. My rain gauge on the east side, 5,500 so far. Periods of rain today, a few thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours at times with a high temperature in the low 80s, low tonight around 72. Sometimes it won't rain at all. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, and Monday, periods of showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy tropical downpours, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's some urban street flooding at times. High in the low to mid 80s over the weekend, lows at night around 70. Then on Tuesday, a few leftover showers. It's possible, but I think later in the day things start to get better. Beach forecast, don't even ask. It's awful. Right now, this morning, we have light rain falling. The temperature is 74 at 8:07.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
You know, it's a fact that whether it's a leaky faucet, a busted toilet, or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem.
The worst!
That's why it's good to know that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the people at Plumbing by Luke Wire are ready to take your call. Honest to God, it could be in the middle of a holiday or on the weekend or the middle of the night. And they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. So trust Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals to take care of you. And like I do, and now it's it used to be an issue. Who in the world am I going to call this time? But for the last few years with me, not as long as they've been on around, they've been around for over two decades, but I didn't know back then that they were doing it. But now it's a no-brainer. Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
I've had a couple of people, a truck driver, friend, mention that, hey, could you turn your headlights on driving through the rain? And we just received a newly uploaded report from Mr. Balaki that indicates there's a lot going on. Let's find out.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and the rain is causing lots of problems out there this morning. We have several accidents to tell you about. We have one on I-65 northbound at mile marker 151 as you approach the Montgomery area. We also have a crash on I-85 just shy of Taylor Road on the northbound side, so be careful there. There's an accident on the boulevard right in front of the car dealers, and we have the police still working the accident on I-85 south between East Boulevard and Perry Hill Road. The traffic on I-65 is still very slow. It's backed up from the river bridges all the way back to Cobbs Ford Road, so be careful in that area. If you're on I-85, you'll see a slowdown headed into Montgomery on the southbound side as you cross past Chantilly Parkway and head for Taylor Road. The traffic on the boulevard's moving along pretty well. We don't see a lot of problems for you other than that accident in front of the car dealers, but it is slow around the intersections. Please be careful. Make sure your headlights are on and watch the traffic around you. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
A little bit later on this morning, we'll tell you what not to do when your Taco Bell runs out of taco shells. I realize that's a trauma.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
But there are ways to handle it and ways not to handle it.
Yeah. I mean, you should be more concerned if they run out of Baja Blast.
It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
I mean, I've had a near riot in Atmore because their Taco Bell was out of Baja Blast on a day that I was hungover and needed it greatly.
Well, that's very forthcoming of you.
I'm honest.
You know who else is a blast?
Mr. Sandman. Huh?
We always enjoy talking to him, don't we?
Yes.
Hello there, sir.
Good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, so the rain's actually coming, huh?
It's waited on it. Yeah, it's finally happening. We've been talking about it for days, but here it is.
Yeah, and it's going to pour in about an hour while we're unloading a truckload of matches.
Oh, man.
Isn't the way life works, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is. But these are, I got a load of nice, inexpensive mattresses coming. We have some of the very best mattresses made by some great companies. But I've got some, if you're looking for little twins or full sizes that don't want to spend much money, it's, living for a small child or just guest room that's not going to be slept on much. And we got queens also and kings, but we got a load coming now. It's pretty nice ones that I think probably are the nicest you'll find for the money. There's probably cheaper ones out there, but these actually will support a child or actually support an adult. So, we've got those. We've got, still have some of our kings that are, $299, $349 for the mattresses. And I'm $399, but these are 12, 14-inch thick mattresses that are really nice. Now, queens also, $249, $299. So, we got a lot of good mattresses, for the budget people, which, some stores, if you walk into them, and I hear this all the time, and you tell them you're just looking to, you don't want to spend over $500 on a mattress, they pretty much ignore you. You're not worth their time, but we have a huge selection of good mattresses, well under $1,000 in all sizes. We do sell odd box springs. If you do buy an internet mattress and, you need a box spring for it, come see us. We've got box springs we sell. And we got bed frames, headboards, pillows. And we're always having a sale going on. And, I make fun of sales because, every mattress store has a sale. And it's the biggest sale in the history of the world every time. But we still all have to make a little money on what we sell. So come see us. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. One thing I got to mention. My sure. Millbrook store is going to be closed Monday and Tuesday. We're going to go to a five-day week. That's seven in a week minus two. That's five.
I see.
We're going to be a little shorthanded for, a little while. And so we're going to go to a five-day week. We're going to be open Tuesday through Saturday. So, but come see us. We've got great deals and love to help you. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday in Montgomery and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. And y'all have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's going to impose a considerable...
Twice a day.
Twice a day, Millbrook?
Yeah.
Thank you, Whitney Houston. All right, did we? Yeah, we did.
Good.
No, I see two check marks and an arrow going both ways.
Yeah. That's because I was okay with both of
either
them.
Either one.
And if I was an archaeologist.
I picked the top one. I think Jay picked the bottom one.
I picked the bottom one.
And
Emily picked both.
Emily said either one's fine with her.
She's a flip-flopper.
Look, I felt like both of those would be fine.
I did too, but I decided to pick one.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't say you must pick one. Like, there's no rule that says you must pick one.
But look at the situation we're in now.
Well, you know what? That's why I'm not in charge of this show. Greg's going to do what Greg wants to do. It doesn't matter if I want to do a certain conundrum or not. Y'all outvote me all the flipping time. Roll Tide.
Okay, well, we'll come back to this because we've got local news.
Well, yeah, we have a lot to talk about in the break.
Well... Let's get to it.
Well, actually, we should give it to them so they can start thinking about it and then get ready to call.
Oh.
But it's something that slightly less than half of adults say was the hardest thing they've ever attempted to do.
Okay.
See, I'm happy with either question.
Just under 50% of adults say this is the hardest thing they've ever attempted to do.
Is that the one you picked, Rich?
Oh, yeah, the top one, I think it is.
Yeah. So it's not the one
the
that you picked.
The other one's good, too. I mean,
right, they're both contenders.
We're going to save it for a rainy day, although we already have one, don't we?
Yep.
At 8:16.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. In Crenshaw County, a man is accused of biting off another man's ear Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge is charged with first-degree assault after authorities say Wilson attacked an elderly man who stopped to help him after he crashed his car into a creek. The elderly victim was flown to Birmingham for treatment. Wilson is in the Crenshaw County Jail with no bond. Authorities are working a death investigation after a body was found in the Alabama River between Powder Magazine Ramp and Cooter's Pond. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including Montgomery Police, are now assisting in the case. A South Carolina man has been convicted of killing his five children and burying them in Wilcox County. Timothy Jones Jr. has been on trial since April. In 2014, Jones killed his five children in Lexington, South Carolina, drove with them in his car for a week before burying them in Camden. Jones now faces the death penalty. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. You love 80s night at the club because your dance moves, hair, and clothes are retro stylish rather than being sad and pathetic.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Let's get a quick rich style skill broadcasting lesson going here.
How about that rainy day feeling again?
I'll tell you what, I feel like I've got a fortune.
It is the fortune. 820. Not a timeline song, but it's a good rainy day song.
Here comes that rainy day.
Wow.
What?
And soon my tears will be falling like rain.
Just trying to fill the time. This is what it was. Keep talking to this stuff.
It always seems to be a Monday. Leftover memories of Sunday. Always spent with you.
Fortunes for Coca-Cola.
It's the real thing. Coke is the way it should be. Coca-Cola. What the world wants to see. Oh, yeah. The real thing. Coca-Cola. That's the way it is. With a bottle of Coke. And the way it will stay. For the taste of your life. What the world wants to be. Oh, yeah. That's the real thing. Coca-Cola is Coke.
And for those of you who lived through the glorious era where a vending machine actually produced a glass bottle of Coca-Cola.
Oh, man. It was
ice cold. You can have that experience again at Food Outlet because
And I'm not making, again, I tell you this time after time after time, food outlet, cost plus 10 throughout the store, but the glass bottled Coca-Cola products, Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper, six packs, $2.75. They are $5.99 on the low end at the major chains. Please, stop the insanity and try food outlet one of these days. And at first you'll be kind of shocked at how much you could have saved. But after that, you just get used to, do your big weekly grocery shopping. You'll save in every department big time. Not pennies and nickels, although those are important. They add up. But I'm talking about real dollars. It is 8:22. All right, we've got a conundrum going. We'd like to send you to the Seafood Bistro with a gift card. And here it is. Just slightly under half of adults say this was the hardest thing they've ever attempted to do. That's the key word, attempted to do. Because attempt does not always mean succeed. Do it.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a conundrum at 272-9228. What is this thing that just slightly under half of adults say was the hardest thing they've ever attempted to do? 272-9228 is our number.
Don't be shy.
Well, Kenny G and Michael Bolton are coming if we don't see the phone ring. I know it's raining and you got to concentrate a little harder if you're driving somewhere and all that.
Please turn your lights on.
We're on a delay.
I checked again. They're doing pretty well with
that. Great, good.
So while we're waiting for the phones to ring with excited callers hoping to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Tell everybody about Seafood Bistro.
Yes, okay, I will. Hi, hello, it's me, Emily. And while Jay lines up callers to guess the conundrum, I can tell you about the Seafood Bistro, which is what the prize is for the conundrum, but you knew that already. A $10 gift card to the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Berry Hill Road. They've got everything that you could imagine in seafood land. I'm talking everything from the dragon-style shrimp to the tilapia to crab claws, everything. And the boil bags. Don't even get me started on the boil bags. It's like having your own personal crawfish boil or shrimp boil.
I love them.
It's so good. The Cajun tater and corn and Kaneka sausage, because there's nothing better in the world than Kaneka sausage. And this is just the regular menu. We haven't even talked about the specials board, which has the shrimp tacos and the mahi-mahi tacos and the best fried green tomatoes that I've ever had. And I'm Southern as it comes. So, get on over to 1651 Berry Hill Road. Visit them online at The Seafood Bistro, @m. Follow them on Facebook. And give them a call, 279-7500, if you want to call your order in ahead of time.
Well done, Emily. And
well, thank you. I've learned from the best.
We have people that want to attempt to solve this conundrum. Again, slightly less than half of adults say this is the toughest thing they've ever attempted to do. And, Mark, you get to go first on this one.
I'm going to say save money.
That's good. That's like very good.
Because sometimes it is the hardest thing to do. Just not the answer.
Less than half of Americans, according to a recent poll, save money at all. So, that's a good one.
It's an ongoing thing, and that's why, like, when we talk to Brant, we always tell people, you have to walk in with a suitcase full of cash or a big check. You walk in and you figure out a painless amount of money
that you can.
And it can be as low as 10 or 20 bucks a week.
Just keep throwing it in there.
Just keep doing it, and after a while, you'd be amazed. Buddy!
Good morning, Greg, Emily, Rich, and Jay.
Hey,
buddy. What do you think?
I'm going to say lose weight.
Oh, that's a good one. That's always a good one. Always.
I've succeeded. That is not the answer we need, but it's a great guess.
It's not it, but...
Thanks for the rain, Greg.
Yeah, I would like to take credit, but I can't.
Appreciate the call. 272-9228, and here is David.
Spent an hour with Brant yesterday.
You did.
He sure did.
Smart guy.
He sure is. Makes me feel a little less smart. I made that comment to my wife. I said, you know, Brant's a smart guy when we left his office. I am going to say get a college degree.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I could say that. Is that the answer? No, I'm sorry, man, but We're getting close to clue time here because it's almost 8:30. Thanks, David.
Take care.
And here is Janice.
Hello, and good morning.
Almost half of adults say this is the hardest thing they've ever attempted to do.
What do you think it is?
Oh, gosh. So many answers, but I'm just going to say tell their children no.
Oh, yeah.
I can so relate to that. It's not the answer
we need. That was a sympathy call, okay, because I really still feel feeling sorry for you guys because nobody...
Oh, okay.
I have another answer, so if you don't get it, I'm going to call back.
Well, call back. Call back.
Okay, by all means. In fact, let's take this call right now at 272-9228. Good morning. Who's this?
This is East.
East, you want to take a whack at this?
Raise children.
All right. Have an adult say it's the hardest thing I've ever done is raise children. Yeah.
That's not it.
You find out they don't come with a handbook.
This is kind of a vice that maybe...
I do believe we should do some type of a hint.
Yeah. It's something... It's like a self-improvement kind of thing that you want to get out of this habit of doing.
Let's put it this way. One of the answers is not quit smoking. Let's take that out, okay?
All right.
Because anybody that smoked... We'll tell you. That's one. And I'll tell you, you've seen me kick everything else but that.
Mm-hmm.
This is something else that, yes, would make you, certainly give you the appearance of a classier human being.
Right.
At 272.
The caller on line one, I could not understand the name, and the other lines are ringing, so I had to move on. But you can take her. I just could not understand her name.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Madeline Offers.
There you, Madeline?
Yes.
Hello.
Madeline, what do you think? What is this item that almost half of adults say is the toughest thing they've ever attempted to stop doing?
Well, I was going to say quit smoking.
But it's not.
I don't smoke, but I know a lot of people.
Right.
Well, we just ruled that out.
He just said it's not that. So can you think of anything else right off the top of your head?
In the form of self-improvement.
Yeah.
Only thing I can say is maybe bury a child.
Okay.
You know? That is not
it
either.
But thank you. I appreciate it, Madeline. Thank you. All right, we have two other people here that wanna try.
Jan's gonna give it another go. Billy the K though was first. Billy.
Hey.
Hey, how about speak another language?
Ooh, that's good.
That's a great guess.
That's good. And you're kind of on something there. Maybe not. I don't want to lead you down the wrong path, but...
That is not it.
It's not it.
But we're going to give another clue, so stay tuned, and maybe you'll be able to win this thing. It's something they've tried to stop, but it's not smoking.
Okay, that's better. That's good. That's good.
The winning answer is something they've tried to stop, but it is not smoking.
But you want to improve yourself. You want to come across better to other people, so you want to stop doing something.
Classy, like me.
It's good that you recognize these things.
Hello, Janet.
Hi.
Okay, here's another try, okay? Boy, those clues would have helped, but not very much either. Okay, so I'm going to say get in shape.
Getting what?
Get in shape.
Go to the gym.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me restate the most recent thing because you may not have heard it over the phone.
Okay.
Running a hold. This is the hardest thing they've ever attempted to stop doing, but not smoking. So what is this that they've attempted to stop?
Okay. Using bad language, cussing.
Right. Let's see if that works. They've tried to stop swearing.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
By the way,
it's awesome.
not valid
damn,
across the
damn.
Northern U.S. People in the north, it's every third word.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. My husband is from Jersey, and I never really said the F word.
Yeah.
Until one day when we first met, we were going out to the car, and there was a ladybug in the car. He's from Jersey. You know, I'm originally from them. And he goes, I'm like, honey, you cannot call a lady back to effing.
And in six other parts of the sentence, too. Yes.
And now I call it effing. No, I don't.
Now, in New Jersey, sometimes a baby's first word is or some other
word. But across the southern U.S., I'm happy to say, it's very rare. I mean, it's kind of rare.
Because if I ever said anything that was a foul word, my mom would counter with.
Oh gosh.
That my I wasn't showing my intelligence, or that she knows that I have a larger vocabulary, that I don't have to rely on words like that to
Damn
be
right.
descriptive.
Well, this is what my friend Russ said, the bus driver. He said, if you curse all the time, then how can people tell when you're really mad? So I try to save it for being really mad.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, you know. Well, we hope we made you really happy today with a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. Please hold on, Janet. Way to go. Good work. See? Stick-to-itiveness. Robert?
Oh, man, that was my effing guess.
Good response.
That was, I wish we had another one. Just
oh, the, bless you.
The cleverness of your comment. Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Our listeners are an amazing group. We are at 8:32. Everybody that just called is eligible for some great prizes tomorrow. It's at the end of the week already.
Whoa!
The final segment of the show on Friday is our Emily 7 grand prize drawings, including the works from Don Nook and All American Tire and Auto. If you're traveling this summer, I don't care if it's only been a couple thousand miles since you've last had a tune-up, get your car to the Don Duncan location that's most convenient to you. Well, there isn't one convenient to me. Well, they'll make it convenient. They'll pick you up. They'll drive you to where you need to go so they can work on your vehicle, and they'll get you back with your car later. Just order it up. In the meantime, certified technicians, state-of-the-art diagnostics, and true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires make them the choice for people in the River Region. On Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, downtown at 408 Madison, and in twice-a-day Millbrook, on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our traffic on this Thursday morning. Things are pretty much back to normal. We still have a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It's stop and go at the traffic lights. The jam-ups on the interstates have cleared themselves up. Be careful if you are on the interstate and watch your speed. If you're out and about today, be careful. It looks like we will have rain most of the day. Keep your headlights on. Watch out for the traffic around you. Be safe, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from June 17th to July 15th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
833.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Authorities are working a death investigation after a body was found in the Alabama River between Powder Magazine Ramp and Cooter's Pond. Multiple law enforcement agencies, including Montgomery Police, are assisting in the case. A South Carolina man has been convicted of killing his five children and burying them in Wilcox County. Timothy Jones Jr. has been on trial since April. In 2014, Jones killed his five children in Lexington, South Carolina, drove them in his car for a week before burying them in Camden. He now faces the death penalty. In Crenshaw County, a man is accused of biting off another man's ear. Johnny Ray Wilson Jr. of Rutledge is charged with first-degree assault after authorities say he attacked an elderly man who stopped to help him after he crashed his car into a creek. The elderly victim was flown to Birmingham for treatment. Wilson is in the Crenshaw County Jail with no bond. Those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks for your latest news. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
All right, our Field of Morning Maroon nominees is prepared. We will be bringing them to you in just a moment. Let's get a final look at this rain.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
I'm preparing this little radar view I'm about to show, more of a regional view. So the morning band of rain that we've been experiencing for the last few hours is about, there's a little break between part one and part two, which is already coming into southwest Alabama, and that's what it's going to be like for day after day after day after day after day. A period of rain today, a few thunderstorms, locally heavy downpours, high temperature in the low 80s, low tonight around 72. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, periods of showers and thunderstorms, locally heavy tropical downpours. downpours. I think there could be, you know, in some of the heavier storms, some street flooding in places, high in the low to mid-80s. Lows at night around 70. Tuesday, a few leftover showers perhaps, especially early in the day, midday, and then I think things get better after that. And I think we start to dry out after several days of rain and several inches of rain, most likely from what the models are telling us. In fact, the airport, last time I looked, is at 0.41, and on the east side, 0.55. You may have had more at your house. Right now, this morning, with light rain falling, it's 74 at 836.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
All righty. When we come back, we'll have today's Morning Maroon nominees and some stupid news as well. Just ahead at 836.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Fan's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Hey, dare you to wear those parachute pants you still have somewhere to work.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My Facebook friends and me are always smiling. I see them post vacation pics while I'm stuck at home with my rotten kids. And then they brag about their army. my Facebook friends and me. My Facebook friends and me. My Facebook friends and me. About the presidency, I posted pictures of my new Camry. Then one of them posted their new Lamborghini. They're always one upping me. My Facebook friends and me.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
The News Talk's audience does not need to be reminded of this, but I really have to think that the most electrifying story of today is the remembrance of D-Day and what took place.
Sure.
75 years ago today, and we must make sure that it is never, ever forgotten. For those who have seen Saving Private Ryan, some who were there on June 6, 1944, said that was the most authentic reproduction of the event that they had ever seen.
It's tough. It's tough to, you know, think about what was going on in the and the sacrifice.
It was the Atlantic equivalent of what the Arizona has come to mean to guys who were in Hawaii on Pearl Harbor during the attack, which is why so many of them go back to be buried with their shipmates when they pass away. This, something that they all went through together, I think to some extent a lot of these guys, and it was great to see them smiling and appreciating the attention they were getting at the ceremony today. But I think all of them at some level wonder why they survived it and their buddies did not.
There is that. What is that called? There's
survivor's guilt.
Survivor's remorse, too.
You know, the German meteorologist told their high command that there's no way it was going to happen because they didn't have the data that showed there was going to be this tiny, tiny, tiny window in between storm systems that the American meteorologist told Churchill, not Churchill, but Eisenhower.
And when you think about the window of time they had, and that if they didn't do it on June 6th, they would have to wait till July.
That's right.
To get the same set of, who knows, if it's raining or there's a storm, then it could have been going on and on and on. So they had to make the move when they did because of the moonlight and so forth. Just
and
an amazing.
The tide and a whole bunch of other things.
And even with all the planning, there were still things that went wrong and so forth. But on this date, when, and I'm not going to get into politics here, but when one political party announced they've removed the term, so help me God, from their oath of office when it comes to joining a committee, let's listen to FDR, who wasn't afraid to ask for God's help.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity.
844, and if that isn't electrifying, I don't know what is, you know? So friends, remember, Mr. Electric is the company that you no longer have to wonder about, who can I get to do an installation? Who can I get to check on? I'm hearing a buzzing sound, there's lights flickering. Don't let things like that linger. Those are clues that something could be seriously amiss. If you want that diagnosed, you want a master electrician, and those are the only type of electricians that work for Mr. Electric, the very best and most experienced, and their customer service is top-notch. When they say they're going to be there, not, between 2 and 6, when they say they'll be there at 2, that's when your doorbell rings. Speaking of doorbells, we had our Ring system installed by Mr. Electric, and we got it to work the way we wanted. Lots of exterior motion-activated illumination. Well, the packages always say that I could do it. No. I paid good money for the product. I want it installed properly. It's absolutely worth And by the way, I think a very reasonable amount of money to have it done right. So whether it's an install or a repair, or you have a mystery to solve, like why no light is coming out of this fixture, they figured it out. There was no wire inside the pipe. I don't know how that passed the home inspector when we bought that house, but we got it fixed, and Mr. Electric did it. So get the best. Their number's 269-8886, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com. A final report on the roads this morning.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our traffic on this Thursday morning. Things are pretty much back to normal. We still have a lot of traffic on the boulevard. It's stop and go at the traffic lights. The jam-ups on the interstates have cleared themselves up. Be careful if you are on the interstate and watch your speed. If you're out and about today, be careful. It looks like we will have rain most of the day. Keep your headlights on. Watch out for the traffic around you. Be safe, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from June 17th to July 15th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jennifer Aniston giving Friends fans some hope that a reboot could happen.
coming to NBC this fall.
You know, women appreciate honesty. We also appreciate gentle spanking once in a while.
The Friends Reunion.
You're a pain in my ass.
Well, up yours too.
I play Al Pacino's butt.
You actually have a very sweet little hiney.
I like big butts.
I bit him on the tushy.
The Friends Reunion.
Well, now I'm hot.
Oh my God.
Tell me you want to caress my butt.
Well, I've never done that with you before.
Does anybody have a problem with that?
I got a problem with that.
Okay, I have a wedgie.
What a stupid show.
I don't, okay, so...
right to be stupid.
We got 9 minutes left. Sorry, time is tight. Let's get our morning man, room nominee.
And you know I'm right.
Here to help us sort out the dumbest of the dumb is Randy Burkholder from Bradville Farm Center. Good morning.
I'm ready to sort them out.
We start with a really goofy woman.
Of course. All women are goofy.
Oh, yuck.
41-year-old Doris Vallejo Godoy.
Oh,
Godoy.
Boris.
Godoy.
Sounds like an Australian greeting. But she was at a Mexican restaurant in Austin, Texas on karaoke night Saturday.
Yeah.
Got into an argument with a dumb man about who was up next.
Yeah.
She got so upset she punched him in the face, pulled out her gun, and pointed it at him.
Oh, hello.
So for her impatience with karaoke, now facing two felony charges, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and unlawful carrying of a concealed weapon. She's nominee number one. Nominee number two is somebody who, again, it's a lesson in patience.
Uh-oh.
A woman at a Taco Bell in Slidell, Louisiana.
Wow. Slidell.
I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
Called 911 earlier this week to report a serious emergency going to Taco Bell.
Uh-huh.
The store had run out of both hard and soft taco shell.
This is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Then finally, our third nominee. We did find one dumb guy. Sounds like a name of a restaurant. Come to one of them guys.
One of them guy.
A guy went to a strip club in Charlotte, North Carolina Tuesday night. He got kicked out and got into a fight with the bouncers. Then he got into his car, crashed into another car in the parking lot, then started shooting at the employees as he drove off. Fortunately, all shots missed. Cops caught up to him shortly after that when he crashed his car on the way home. He was taken to the hospital and is probably hoping he'll be staying there for a while before he ends up facing multiple charges.
That's two people in your random facts. That's two people in your random idiots that are perfect examples of morons who have guns that should not have guns.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, alcohol and guns don't work. And fighting bouncers, generally, not a good idea either.
What do you think, Randy? I'm this taco lady is... She's so upset about the taco shells. I don't know. What do you think, Randy? Which one? Is that the one? Well, I mean, come on. Tacos are important.
I know.
And when a Taco Bell is out of tacos,
I kind of think...
Hard and soft.
The lady with the karaoke impatience gets my vote.
No, because I can sympathize with her.
Yeah, but you've never punched anybody or...
You don't know that.
She might have. Draw a gun on a guy?
It makes all us respectable gun toting people.
There's 6 minutes left in his show. Yeah. You don't know that.
Well, we got to pick somebody. So who are we going to pick?
Well, go ahead. Jay, you break the tie. I have to break a tie?
Yeah.
I'm going with the last idiot there. Yeah. The one you did, the very last one there.
Yeah. Oh, him.
Yes.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
All right, Randy, we at last have rain.
Oh, yeah. Thank the good Lord we got the rain.
And it's not coming down at a rate where it's going to just run off and not benefit our plants.
Yeah.
Yeah, so far. Yeah.
That's great.
Always a codicil to the forecast.
Yep.
That's a huge, really huge boost to our business. Our business is very, very much tied to the weather. A lot of other businesses are, too, but especially ours, because a large part of ours is ag-related.
My farmer buddy, Papa John, who I believe you know, I got to get out to your place. I need to get a special kind of fertilizer. I forget the name.
Let me tell you about a program that we have begun here. It's very new. We're just in the beginning stages of it. It's our Turf Strong program. and it involves a whole series of things, but it's centered around a fertilizer that I have designed for Central Alabama soils and Central Alabama grasses. Over the years, I've done a bunch of soil samples and gotten test results back, and I see trends and things that are lacking in our soil and our predominant southeastern turf grasses can mostly benefit for those things. The program involves, of course, testing to begin with to see what nutrients are missing, corrective applications of fertilizer, and then a maintenance program. And over the course of 5 years, we begin to not only correct the missing nutrients, but we also change the soil to make it more favorable for turf grass growth. So, and this program is designed for folks that they are interested in having a very nice looking lawn, the nicest turf that they can produce, and they're also interested in doing it themselves. The great part is you don't have to do a lot of learning, because we're going to help folks along the way with what they need. And it not only just, there's some companies that pull up and apply and you don't know what they put down or why. We're going to tell people why they're using the product they're using and what it will do and what they can expect.
It's products, it's education, it's great customer service, all under one big roof in Prattville at Prattville Farm Center. Great Facebook page, by the way. Randy, your location and directions, please.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just a little bit south of the Uptown McDonald's at Prattville. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday.
We appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Tomato
have a good
update
day.
Next week.
See ya.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
2-1-Q.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you that you have a chance to win a 1-carat Forevermark diamond from News Talk and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. This thing is appraised at $10,000. $10,000.
Wow.
And all you have to do to get registered is to go to Newstalk 93.1 at DadCam, click on the Marguerite's banner, and put in your full name. And then be prepared, because next week we will be calling names, and if we call yours, you'll have a certain amount of time to get back in touch with us, and then you'll be qualified to win that 1-carat Forevermark diamond from Marguerite's and Newstalk. More details at our website, newstalk931.com.
All right, folks, stay tuned for news and views. I'll be back at 3 with Happy Hour following Dan Morris.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With 5 kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunk.